Also, Carlos Wayne Anderson. Come talk to us, Carlos. We're always so grateful you're here.
Wow.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Oh my God. That was.
Give me a hug.
That was funny. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you can see my hair from out there. But this look is called Guess What Color I'm Painting My Bedroom. It wouldn't wash out, so I may be styling this end of 2019, who knows? Yeah, I'm gonna get right with it. This is a message or a version of a message that I always like to bring, probably for the last 40 years, wherever I've been, like preceding Christmas. It's a message that reminds me to remind you to remind me that fear is something that will always visit us. It's a lot of us tend to think something's wrong with us when we're visited by fear. Am I not a good truth student? Am I not practicing the principles? What's going wrong? Like, what is it with me that I get visited by fear? But the Christmas story is a story of being visited by fear, but not being stopped by it. The Christmas story is a story of being visited by fear and having the willingness to walk right through the fear to get to a higher level of who you are and who you are meant to be, who you are destined to be. The story is very clear that all of the main characters in the Christmas story are all visited by fear. And they are all visited after being visited by fear by the angel Gabriel, who always comes to give the message that greater is the power that is within you than anything you could ever fear in the material world. Greater is the power within you than any of your challenges, any of your considerations, even any of your doubts. The power that is within you is the power to be Christ, which is to be consciously at one with the Creator and all of creation. In the scriptures, we begin this visitation of fear by finding our brother Zacharias. He is a priest in the temple. And on this day, his assignment is to light incense in the temple. Lighting incense prepares the way for the Holy Spirit to move into a field, either a physical field or a field of consciousness. Zacharias is an old man, his wife is an old woman, but they have always had a dream since they got together, since they married, and that dream was that one day they would have a child. There are many of us who have children, and our children came easy, and mine came unplanned, but there are a lot of people who really want a child, and many, many, many never get blessed with having the opportunity to have one. So Zacharias and his wife were in this situation. They had wanted, they had prayed for, they had affirmed that God would grant them a child and preferably a son to carry on the family lineage. But now they're old, and his wife is well past the time where she would be able to have a child. She has already passed menopause. And so what Zacharias and his wife fear is that it is just too late for them. Some of us who have children are not waiting for another child, but we're waiting for something. Some of us are waiting to have more courage than we have fear. Many of us feel like a reed shaking in the wind, and we are waiting desperately for a time when we will be able to be like a tree that is planted by the living waters that cannot be shaken by the things that happen in the world. And so this is for us as well. When he is burning incense in the temple, suddenly a presence makes itself known there with him. And when he turns around, there is an angel whose name is Gabriel, and he becomes afraid. Many of us fantasize that if we were ever to be visited by an angel, that we would automatically just be so excited and delighted about it. But trust me, many of us would go into fear because an angelic presence is out of the norm, and we are so accustomed to living within the confines of the norm. And so when he sees Gabriel, he goes into fear, the scriptures say. And therefore, Gabriel, who always sings a song of liberation, begins his song with the same lyrics, "Fear not. Fear not, Zacharias. Don't think it's too late to fulfill your dream. Don't think you're too old to get what you want. Don't think that God isn't listening, that God hasn't heard, and that God will not provide. Zacharias, if you can just walk through your fear, you will understand that God is right now meeting your request. If you can walk through your fear, you will find that your consciousness is greater than your circumstance, and that all things are possible with the Almighty One in charge of the plan. Zacharias, if you can just lay your fear aside long enough, you will see that God will grant you a child, and that child will be a son, and you will name him John, and he will be the resounding trumpet announcing the coming of the living Lord who will dwell among you. Zacharias, can you walk through your fear? As we know, Zacharias was able to walk through his fear. And he and his wife did give birth to a son. And they did call his name John. And he was known as John the Baptizer, the one who prepared for the coming of the Lord manifest in you. There's another moment in the scriptures where fear came to visit. There was a young maiden, her name was Mary. They say that she was probably anywhere between 12 and 14 years old. She was in her bedroom minding her own business. And all of a sudden, an angelic presence made itself known to her. She turned around. She didn't automatically say, "Yay, God, an angel." No, she went into fear as well. It's something we tend to do when God is ready to do something big and miraculous in our lives. It is preceded by a moment of fear. Fear of the possibility that it cannot occur. So when Gabriel saw Mary in her condition of fear at his appearance, he sang her a song, which began with the same two lyrics, "Fear not. Fear not, Mary. You have been chosen because of your innocence, because of your purity. You have been chosen to bear a son who will be called Jesus, and he will be the savior of humankind. Mary, if you can just walk through your fear, if you can lay your fear aside long enough, you will see that you will give birth to the living Christ." Not only was he singing to Mary, brothers and sisters, he was singing to you. Fear not, you're pregnant. You're about to give birth to the Christ if you can walk through your fear. There were a group of shepherds in the field minding their sheep. It was a starry night, a beautiful night. But suddenly there was a star that was so bright that it beheld an angel's visitation experience for these shepherds. And they went into fear. It's what we all do. And therefore, Gabriel had to sing a song to the shepherds. He said, "Shepherds, if you can fear not, if you can walk through your fear, lay it aside long enough and follow the star, keep your eye on the prize, you will be guided to bear witness to the living demonstration of God personified on planet Earth." There's another guy. He's having a dream. He is betrothed to Mary. She has now told him that she is pregnant with the living Christ. He knows that what he should do is turn her in. It's the Mosaic law. Turn her in, lead her to the outer gates of the city, and stone her to death for God. And he is wrestling with this idea of what he should do. And Gabriel appears to him to sing him a song. And that song begins with the same two lyrics, "Fear not. Fear not, Joseph, if you can just lay your fear aside long enough, and if you can take Mary at her word, you are about to be the head of the most important human family that will ever grace the face of planet Earth, because the girl is telling the truth. God has impregnated her. Christ is about to be born through her. If you can just walk through your fear long enough, Joseph, and sign up for the job that God has for you, your mind is about to be blown and you're about to fully get that with God all things are possible, and no thing shall ever be impossible unto you. Every single time God is about to work a miracle in your life, it is preceded by a visit from fear. And Gabriel always sings a personal song to each and every one of us, but the first two lyrics never change. Fear not. You know, fear keeps us stuck. Fear is having faith in a negative possibility. Fear is having faith in a negative outcome. But I declare, after all of my years, there have been almost 45 years now since I first got a hold of my first book by Eric Butterworth called Discover the Power Within You, and I knew I had found my way home. And I knew that all of its instruction were instructing me, Carlos Wayne, fear not, because God is about to work a miracle in your life. He sang a song to Zacharias in the temple. He sang a song to the maiden Mary in her bedroom. He sang a song to Joseph while he was wrestling in his sleep in a nightmarish experience. And he sang to the shepherds. And today he sings to you. I don't know all of the remaining lyrics that he has for you because it's personal. It is completely personal. The song Gabriel sings to me is personal for me because Gabriel knows me inside out, being a representative of God. I have no secrets from Gabriel as I have no secrets from God. He knows all of the little hidden fears that are within me. And he has come to sing me a song, Carlos Wayne Anderson. If you can walk through your fear, if you can lay it aside long enough, God wants you to know, brother man, you are pregnant and with child. And that child is the living Christ that will be born through you by becoming you. When I found the Unity teaching, and I found the five principles upon which this worldwide ministry is based, I knew that they were the tools that would allow me to walk through fear, to keep putting one foot in front of another foot in front of another foot, marching even through the valley of the shadow of so-called death. I knew that if I could make these principles my own, if I could accomplish the fifth principle, which is to live the four principles, I knew that I could walk through anything, come rain or come shine, on the mountain and in the valley, even through the dark night of the soul. Trust me, in the years since I found unity, fear has found me many, many times, more times, church, than I could even count. More times, church, than grace allows me to remember. And each of those times, I call myself to listen to Gabriel as he sings to me. There is but one power and one presence in the universe and in your life, Carlos Wayne. God, the good, omnipotent. Carlos Wayne, there's a spark in you that is a spark of divinity. It is the Christ of you. It is the truth of you. And it is more powerful than anything you have ever thought of. Carlos Wayne, you create your experiences by the activity of your thinking and your feeling and your guessing and your assuming and your glad expectations and your fears. You're never looking at what's going on outside of you. You're looking in the mirror of what is hidden within. So Carlos Wayne, that creative thinking that connects you with God mind leads you safely home. Carla Swain. All that God is, you are. Carla Swain, you have no need to fear. Carla Swain, whatever the question, love is the answer. Whatever the problem, love is the solution. Oh, Carla Swain. Live the truth you know. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where all the difference is made. You can know all the truth in the world. It is the living of it. It is the putting one foot in front of another foot, walking through a broken relationship, walking through getting evicted from the place you live, walking through getting a pink slip at the job you love, walking through being told by the one you love that they do not love you back. Fear not, the first two lyrics of Gabriel's song. You will have to listen for the remaining lyrics because they are very personal just for you. Like a light-filled dream on a lonely night that made me feel I could be all right. He came to me, he rained on me, his words of love and holy light. He planted dreams, then off he went, the shining one whom God had sent. I can still recall the things he said, and those he raised from crippling beds. And still I hear the gentle voice that calls on me to make the choice to keep the story of my pain or to be free to live again. I know, he lives in me. And knowing this, I know I'm free to raise up new life from the dead, to heal the nation, as he said. His words had touched some place in me that made me live, that made me free to be and do all that I know. He leads me now, with him I go, into the world to heal and bless, to demonstrate God consciousness. I know he lives in me. And knowing this, I know I'm free to raise up new life from the dead, to heal the nations, as he said. I know it's me he's living as, to bring the greater things to pass, that all might know, that all shall see, the shining one alive in me. Look closely now, and you will see the shining one alive in me. Look closely, you will see he lives in me. Fill your lungs with the breath of life. Hold and release with an audible sigh. And once more, to fulfill the law of three, breathe deeply, gently. Fill your lungs with the breath of life. Hold and release with an audible sigh. And then begin to breathe gently, deeply in a way that works for you right here and right now. In a way that centers you right now in a feeling of safety and in a feeling of peace. Allow yourself to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit within you and around you, protecting you, loving you, and holding you dear. Allow yourself to hear. What are the lyrics that Gabriel has come today to sing to you? You know they begin with "Fear not." But how do they continue? How does the one who knows you inside out know what to say to you? How does the one who knows your every secret know exactly how to alleviate it by encouraging you to move through your fear? Gabriel wants us to know that fear is just faith in a negative outcome. Fear is faith that you won't realize your dreams and your hopes. You might feel like you're too old, that you missed your time, you missed your opportunity. But just like Zacharias, Gabriel is saying, fear not. Fear not. Salam aleikum and shalom to you. Peace and love will always guide us through the darkest night to the sun. So live in peace now, everyone, till we have need to be afraid no more. Om Swaragama, Shiva Shanti Om. Peace and love will always guide us home to oneness and to unity, where all are safe and all are free, and we have need to be afraid no more. Peace.
Sorry.